Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a jungle-style impact layer in Ableton Live 12 with that chopped vinyl character that feels dusty, urgent, and full of old-school DNB attitude. This is the kind of sound that doesn't just hit hard. It marks a moment. It can announce a drop, punch in at the end of a phrase, or add a little rewind energy before the groove changes. In jungle and early drum and bass, these little accents matter a lot because they help the track feel handmade, alive, and connected to the breakbeat roots. Now, the cool part is that we're keeping this beginner-friendly. We're not trying to build some super complicated sound design monster. We're using a simple source, chopping it up, giving it some grime, adding swing, and making sure it sits properly in a DNB mix. First, pick a sample with character. You want something that already has a bit of personality. A short vinyl-sounding hit is perfect. A stab, a snare with room tone, a dusty chord, a chopped break fragment, even a tiny bit of brass or piano can work. The main thing is that it should have a clear attack and some body. If the sample is too clean, that's okay. We can age it. Drag the sample into an audio track and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does this already feel a little worn in? Does it have some texture? If yes, great. If not, don't worry. We'll shape it. Next, make sure the timing is tight. Double-click the clip and turn warp on if it isn't already. For a short impact, beats mode is usually a strong starting point because it keeps percussive material punchy. If the sample is more tonal, Complex Pro can work too. Trim the start so the transient is clean, and cut off any extra silence at the end. We want this to feel like an impact, not a loop. If it's dragging, tighten it up. Get it landing cleanly on the grid first. We can make it feel human after that. Now comes the chopped vinyl feel. One easy way is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you a simple chop workflow. Slice by transient, and now you can trigger the slices from MIDI notes. If you'd rather stay inside one device, load the sample into Simpler and use Slice Mode. That's another very beginner-friendly way to get chopped playback. You can also use Classic Mode if you want one clean hit with pitch control, but for this lesson, the sliced approach is where the flavor comes from. Start with a very simple rhythm. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Put one hit on beat 1, a quick repeat just before beat 2, maybe an accent on the offbeat, and then another little chop leading into beat 4. Keep the note lengths short, around a 16th to an 8th note. The goal here is not a straight loop. The goal is that turntablist, chop trickered feel. A little uneven, a little broken, but still musical. Think of a vinyl hit being grabbed, sliced, and dropped back into the grid with attitude. Here is a good starting rhythm to try. Hit on 1, quick repeat on 1e, accent on 2 and a late chop into 4. Now let's shape the tone. Put EQ 8 after the sample or after Simpler. Start by high passing somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. If the hit needs a bit more body, try a gentle boost around 180 to 300 Hz. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 400 to 700 Hz. Then add saturator. This is where we start bringing in grit and density. A drive setting of around 2 to 6 dB is usually enough to wake it up. If it starts getting too spiky, turn on soft clip. That helps keep the hit strong without making it too harsh. If you want a dirtier old-school edge, try Redux very lightly. Don't go too far, just enough to give it a bit of Sampler-style roughness. And if you want more smack, Drum Boss is excellent. A little drive, a little positive transient, and maybe a tiny touch of boom if the sample needs low thump. But be careful here. In DNB, less is often more. At this point, think in layers. A really convincing impact is usually not just one sound. It might be the main hit, a tiny dusty transient, and maybe a very quiet top layer like vinyl crackle or a little noise click. That layering makes the sound feel more physical and less like a single plug-in preset. Now let's add groove. This is a huge part of making it feel like jungle instead of a straight, robotic effect. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 Swing 54 to 58. Even a little swing can make a big difference. Start with a low groove amount, maybe 20 to 40%, and see how it feels. If you're doing it manually, nudge some of the smaller chops slightly late. Keep the main impact right on the beat, but let the little repeats breathe around it. That contrast is what creates life. The big hit is the anchor, and the smaller slices give it motion. Next, let's add a little atmosphere. Duplicate the impact track. On the duplicate, add reverb, EQ 8, and maybe auto filter. Keep the reverb decay fairly short, around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. You do not want a giant wash unless that's a deliberate effect. Reduce the low end in the reverb so it doesn't muddy the bass. Keep the wet amount low, around 10 to 25%. Then use auto filter or EQA to band limit the tail if needed. This duplicate track is not the main hit. It's the shadow of the hit. It adds space and mood while the dry layer stays up front and punchy. If you want a cleaner workflow, you can also build this inside an audio effect rack with a dry chain and a wet chain, but duplicating the track is often easier for beginners. Now tighten the envelope. If the chop feels too long, go back into simpler and reduce the release. A range of around 20 to 100 milliseconds is often enough for a short impact. If it's too sharp, soften it with a little more saturation, a touch more reverb, or just a slightly cleaner sample start. If the clip has a click at the front, trim the start point or add a tiny fade. We want punch, not accidental harshness. Now place it like a real DNB phrase. This is where the sound starts becoming part of the arrangement, not just a sample on a track. Put the impact at musically useful moments, the end of an 8-bar phrase before the drop, bar 16 as a reset, or beat 4 of bar 7 to pull the listener into the next section. A classic move is this: an 8-bar intro with drums, then an 8-bar build with chopped impact snippets, then the full impact lands right on beat 1 when the drop hits. That kind of placement gives the track structure and tension. You can also automate things like the filter opening on the tail, the reverb rising into the impact, or the saturation increasing slightly before the drop. Small moves like that can make a simple hit feel like a proper arrangement tool. And now, the most important part in drum and bass. Make space. Check the impact against the kick, snare, sub, and bass line. If it's too heavy in the low end, cut below 80 to 120 Hz. If it's clashing in the low mids, reduce around 150 to 250 Hz. Keep it centered and controlled, especially if the bass is busy. This is one of those beginner rules that saves you a lot of frustration. Balance first, processing second. A cool impact that muddies the kick and sub is not helping the track. If the layer feels too made, too polished, or too obvious, resample it. This is a really useful move. Record the impact and its processing onto a new audio track, then edit the bounce. Trim it, tighten it, maybe reverse a tiny fragment, or bounce your favorite one or two hits into a single clean impact. Resampling often makes the sound feel more like it lived through a sampler, a mixer, and a few dusty edits before landing in your project. That's a big part of the underground DNB workflow. Commit, bounce, move on. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking. Let's talk about some common mistakes. One is making the impact too sub-heavy. Fix that with a stronger high-pass filter. Another is too much reverb. If the tail gets too long, the groove can start feeling lazy. Jungle and old-school DNB usually hit harder when the decay is shorter. Another mistake is leaving the chop too quantized. A little swing or a few late nudges make a huge difference. Also, don't overprocess it. Usually one or two color devices, like saturator and EQ8, are enough to get started. Too many layers can blur the punch. And finally, don't use a sample with no identity. The texture matters. That dusty, worn, slightly broken quality is part of the style. If you want to go a little darker or heavier, here are a few great tricks. Try layering a tiny noise click under the transient. That helps the impact read on small speakers. Try a subtle pitch drop on the final repeat for a worn record feel. Try a more aggressive drive setting on the duplicate dirty layer while keeping the main hit cleaner. You can also use drum bus to bring out the rude edge if the track needs it. Another strong move is call and response. Let the impact answer a bass stab, or let it land just before a bass switch up. That push-pull energy is very classic in jungle and rollers. Here's a quick practice exercise. Make three versions of the same impact using one source sample. First, make a clean version with simple chop timing and minimal processing. Second, make a swingy version with groove pull swing and a little saturation. Third, make a dirty transition version with resampling, extra dirt, maybe a filtered reverb tail, or a tiny reverse fragment. Then put all three in a simple 8-bar loop with kick, snare, and bass. Listen to how each one changes the energy. One should feel direct, one should feel more human and broken, and one should feel darker and more cinematic. That's the skill here. You're not just making a sound. You're making a phrase marker, a little accent that helps steer the track, add attitude, and keep the jungle energy moving. So remember the core formula. Start with a sample that has character, warp it tight, chop it with intention, add swing. Shape it with EQ and saturation, keep the low end out of the way, and resample when it feels right. Do that, and your impact won't just sit in the track. It'll become part of the vibe.